My friends, welcome to the seventh season of the Damn Podcast. Good morning again, Danny Valdez. Again, it is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Yes, seven seasons still on the air, not canceled, but can't be canceled. Oh my goodness, it's going to be a great season. Another season for those of you who are just joining in and tuning into this for the very first time. Welcome. Where the heck have you been? But welcome. For those of you joining me year after year after year, thank you so very much. We're going to talk Bands of America Austin Regional Championships. We're going to go over the schedule. We're going to talk about some talking points about how the contest is going to go down, what makes it so unique, and what bands need to do if they want to get to the night show. They need to get to the night show. You want to try to get to Saturday night, I'm going to tell you how to do it. So, a couple of housekeeping things, and then we'll get to the schedule because I know that's what everybody wants to hear. So, let's talk about some housekeeping things real quick. Number one, if you are going to go to this event, I highly suggest you buy your tickets online in advance. Make sure they get on your phone. That way you can get in the line that has tickets already. That way you can get right into the stadium. This particular event is so popular. Parking's going to sell out, and the line is going to be out the door of people trying to get in. So show up early, even though you think the program you want to support doesn't go on for another couple of hours or so. Get there early, because I promise you parking is going to be a challenge. Getting into the stadiums will be a bit of a challenge, but we're going to try to make it as smooth as possible. So buy your tickets online, marching.musicforall.org. If you cannot be there in person, the perfect way to watch online is boalive.tv. Our friends over at Box 5 TV are back at it, streaming every single band, every single event. This year is the 2023 Bands of America season, so go over there, get signed up, get a pro pass. You can watch every single performance live from the comfort of your own home. And by the way, we are happy. TexasBands.com is happy to partner with Box 5 TV once again. It is the world-famous Texas Bands Live blog for the 17th year. Yes, 17 years. The Texas Bands Live blog is a senior drum major now. I can't believe it's gone on this long. live.txbands.com. We're going to be live blogging Bands of America events and UIL events all throughout the season. Not just the Bands of America events here in Texas. We're going to try to do as many as we can in Texas, and we're going to try to do as many as we can across the country. Thank you so much for your support, and our friends, my friends and I are going to go out there and do our best once again. So 17 years of the Texas Bands Live blog, live.txbands.com. And by the way, if you're watching the events online, boalive.tv, guess what? Scroll down a little bit, the Texas Bands Live blog, it will be embedded on the stream, so you can watch the show and then see the live commentary on there. Always 100% positive, always informative, and we're so happy to be doing that stuff again. So, are you ready? Let's get after this. It's time for the Nerd In. We call this the Nerd In, an old 70s reference, so that's exactly what we're going to do. My friends, if you're ready, I'm ready. For the seventh year in a row, ladies and gentlemen, and friends and family, welcome to the Nerd In, and we are at the Bands of America Austin Regional Championship presented by Yamaha, September 23rd, 2023, Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex. The kids call it the crack in Austin, Texas. 28 bands in prelims, 12 are going to finals. One band is walking out of here with the Austin Regional Championship. Let's start early at 7:30 a.m. And by the way, these are 12-minute performance times. It's the usual 15. If you want an answer to that, go to TexasBands.com Facebook page. Go to DanPod Valdrez on Instagram. We've explained everything. Cool. Starting at 7:30 a.m. We're starting with the Ann Richards School out of Austin at 7:30 a.m. McCallum going on at 7:42 a.m. McCallum had a very interesting summer with their 5A Honor Band performance. Made it all the way to a 5A Honor Band finals. Congratulations to them. We'll see what they can do on the field at 7:42. Maynard New Tech is at 7:54. And then at 8:06, make sure your butts are in the seats, because the Wolfpack is back presenting the reigning defending UIL Conference 5A State Marching Band champions, the six-time UIL State champions, and the current Bands of America Waco Regional champions, the Wolfpack, Cedar Park High School, forever Cedar Park High, at 8:06. They seem to just keep getting better every year, and I don't know how they do it. It's at this point, it's a moot point. Don't even ask. Just enjoy the performance at 8:06 at Cedar Park High School. Burnett High School was at the state marching contest for Conference 4A last year. They are on at 8:18 a.m. Stony Point coming on at 8:30 a.m. Did I say 8:18 p.m.? I said 8:18 a.m. Stony Point is going to be on at 8:30 a.m. And then at 8:42, Leander is the current 2001 Conference 5A, UIL Conference 5A bronze medalist. They're at 8:42 a.m. Always enjoyable shows there. 8:54, we're going with Hutto High School. 8:54 a.m. rounds out the first block. And then you take a break, which I will do right now to have just a little bit of tea. By the way, this particular event, this particular Austin event has some of the best concession stands you're ever going to see. They got the Bush's Chicken Tender Rolls. They got the kettle corn popping. So go out there, spend some money, support local programs when you're at the concession stand. Cool, cool. Here we go. We pick it right back up at 9:30 a.m. Gatesville High School was at the state marching contest for Conference 4A for UIL. They're on at 9:30 a.m. Westwood High School was at the Conference 6A state marching contest last year. They're on at 9:42. Glenn High School out of Leander ISD is going on at 9:54 a.m. 10:06, a very big year for the Bulldog Band from James Bowie out of Austin. They are headed to Grand Nationals again. They love going to Grand Nationals. I can't wait to see what they pull off this season. They're on at 10:06 a.m. 10:18, Louis D. Brandeis out of San Antonio. 10:18 a.m. And then at 10:30 a.m., presenting the current Bands of America Midland Regional Champions, the Mo and Gene Johnson Machine. Mo and Gene High School, Johnson High School out of Buda. Buda J, Mo and Gene Johnson Machine, 10:30 a.m. Can't wait to see what they're up to. 10:42 a.m., presenting the 2018 UIL State Marching Band Champions, the UIL State Finalists last year. By the way, they won two captions at State Finals last year. I know that brass section over there is jumping for joy right now. 10:42, Vista Ridge High School, the Ranger Band at 10:42 a.m. Westlake was at the State Marching Contest last year. They're at 10:54 a.m. And then at 11:06, it is my pleasure to present to you the reigning Bands of America Katy Regional Champions and the reigning defending UIL Conference 6A bronze medalists, the freaking Ridge 1106 Cedar Ridge High School, back again as mighty as ever. Can't wait to see what they put out on the field. They just, again, another one of those Austin programs that just seems to keep getting better and better no matter what the circumstances are. 1106 Cedar Ridge High School. 1118, presenting the silver medalist, the UIL silver medalist for Conference 5A in 2001, Rouse High School with that Requiem show. And you know they're going to bring that low brass section. You know it's going to sound so good on the field. As always, 11:18 a.m. And then we take another break. So as you can see, with the 12-minute intervals, a lot of this stuff is compressed. Usually prelims goes all the way to 4 p.m. And, you know, we compress everything down, 15 minutes to 12 minutes, compress everything down. We took a break away. Shorten everything by a block, which means we're going to be out of here pretty quick for prelims, so get ready for that. More on that in a second. 12:06 p.m., Tom C. Clark High School out of San Antonio, 12:06. 12:18 is going to be Weiss High School of the Pflugerville area, 12:18. 12:30 p.m., Chaparral High School out of the Killeen area, 12:30, Chaparral High School. Then at 12:42, the state finalist from last year and going back to Grand Nationals. They ain't done yet. The Bruce Willis of the marching activity, Round Rock High School. Man, I enjoyed that show last year. Bring it more. Let's go to Nationals. Let's go make things right up there. 12:42 p.m. Round Rock High School. Veterans Memorial is at 12:54 p.m. Lake Travis was at the state marching contest last year. They're at 106. 118. Henny back? Yeah, Henny back. Robert E. Hendrickson, the national finalist from last year. Congratulations to them. Bring it on. Bring it on. Love last year's show. And I know I'm going to love this one here. 118. Henny back. 130. Dripping Springs High School. They were at the state marching contest last year, and they are making the jump to Grand Nationals. They're one of three programs at this contest that is going to Grand Nationals this year. They are starting their season, their competitive season, at this event. Dripping Springs High School at 130 p.m. James Earl Rutter High School coming on at 142. And then at 154, rounding out prelims at the Austin Regional, presenting the Bands of America Austin Regional Champion, presenting the former Grand National Champion, and my pleasure to present to you the reigning defending Conference 6A State Marching Band Champions, the class, the perennial class, the Vandegrift Viper Band and the Vision Dance Company. My goodness, they just can't be stopped. They're so clean. They sound so good. everything about how they carry themselves on the field, how they perform, is just so unbelievably clean and classy. Can't wait for Spotlight this year. Vandegrift at 1:54 p.m. And then that's it for prelims. Prelims gets condensed down a lot. So let's talk about that real quick. Two keys to this contest. As with any early regional, the eternal question is quantity over quality. How much of your show are you willing to perform versus how much are you willing to perform and it's still clean? A lot of programs, everybody's got a different philosophy on this. Some programs are like, I'm going to get as much as I can out there on the field just so I can get it out there and get it evaluated. Some programs are saying, well, maybe I perform a little bit less knowing that I've really worked on it and we weren't just putting on drill that week and trying to, you know, throw it all out there. So every program's different. There's not a wrong, right or wrong way to do it, but it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Quick side note, Bands of America passed a rule this year saying that there's a minimum of 6 minutes that you have to perform for your show. But if your contest is before October 1st, you will not be charged a penalty or not be assessed a penalty for having a show under 6 minutes. That's before October 1st. So already we're kind of, the hint is out there. It's like, it's okay to perform less than 6 minutes. Just whatever is out there is going to be evaluated. And that's what these programs have to understand. Everything you put out there, regardless of whether you learned it 2 days ago or 2 weeks ago, it will all be evaluated and judged and scored. So whatever you present, you got to make sure it's really good, especially if you want to get into the top 12 here for finals, because this is as tough as it is always in the Austin Regional. One more thing, because we have the compressed prelims format, which is going to happen for all Texas regionals before October 1st, just because it's so freaking hot outside still. Because you have a compressed regional schedule for prelims, that means the time between your prelims performance and your potential finals performance is going to, it's a longer gap. It's a longer time that directors and staff have to manage. What do you do? Are you able to, if you're in the area, do you go back to your school? Do you send everybody home for a little bit? Do you all sleep in the band hall? What the heck do you all do? Do you all go rehearse? Do you do music on some? What do you do? It's going to be up to each program to manage that time. It is so crucial because a lot can happen. You can gain focus between that time, or you can lose focus during that time. So it's very interesting. It's going to be very important to see how staff and how directors manage that time. And they're the only ones that are going to know how to do it because every program is different. Directors know that they can give their program a little bit of off time and know that the program is mature enough to handle that long gap. It's going to be a very long day for these programs. The programs that are able to stay focused, stay on task, and perform when they need to in finals, those are the programs that are going to jump up a little bit. Those are the programs that are going to be really successful at the night show. But as always, as we always preach here, you gotta lay it all out in prelims because you never know what's going to happen. You just simply don't know what's going to happen. There's just too many good programs in the Austin area. This regional is always packed in the crowd. It's always electric. All these programs are fantastic out of the Austin area. So you just gotta bring it in prelims. And then in finals, we worry about that later. But again, I can't stress this enough, that long gap between prelims and finals, that is going to be such a crucial time for programs to stay together, to pick each other up, to rest, to rehearse, to eat some Bush's chicken tender rolls or whatever they need to do in order to put their best foot forward for that finals contest. It is going to be electric. It is going to be an absolute blast. I hope you all are able to see it online at boalive.tv. Or if you're able to be there in person, go get your tickets now, marching.musicforall.org. I am done here. I hope you've enjoyed everything. Hit me up on Instagram at DanPodValdrez. Follow the TexasBands.com Facebook page. We're going to have results on there, live.txbands.com. That's going to be a live vlog all throughout the contest. We're going to have results live as they come into the stadium, commentary, all that fun stuff. I can't wait for this season. This is going to be something really, really special, and I'm happy to be joining you all for that 17th season and then the seventh season of this stupid show. So thank you all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.